practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Say pee-pee.
And a live look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And all those cloud cover right now, the Giants practiced under sunny skies as we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Good evening, everybody. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Pop. I'll be joined by Roman Oben in just a minute. Plus, Paul DeTina will join us later in the show. And we have an exclusive one-on-one interview with Giants quarterback Eli Manning. But the Giants went through another practice in preparation for their preseason opener Saturday night in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Let's take a look at the Giants injury update as they embarked upon the practice field today. And Justin Tuck, with some back issues, did not participate in practice. James Brewer and Ryan Terrain were injured in practice the other day, and Justin Pugh remains out with a concussion. He hopes to be back on the field next week. And I welcome in my co-host for the next half hour, former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben. How are you, Roman?
I'm doing great. Getting ready to go, and they got Pittsburgh coming up soon.
Yeah, now what do you make of Justin Tuck? Are you concerned? I mean, last year he battled a lot of injuries throughout the course of the year. Even the year before that, now missing a practice due to some back woes.
Well, one thing we know about Justin Tuck is he's a warrior. He's played through some injuries, but we also know that he's come in camp shape, in good shape this year. And when you're 30 years old, you know, sometimes you have that precaution of taking a day off, and you're just getting back into football shape. So I don't think the fans will have to worry about Justin Tuck.
And could some of it be the residual effect of yesterday? They were in full pads on Tuesday, and maybe just a little soreness and tweak something here or there.
Yeah, and that happens. Again, you're getting back into football shape and you're trying to get your body back in those positions. But again, Justin Tuck is in great shape, and it's a day off will probably help him down the line.
All right, one of the areas that the Giants are going to need to be strong throughout the course of this 2013 season is the play on the defensive line. In the offseason, they went out and they signed a veteran in Cullen Jenkins. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin talked about the new addition to his defensive front.
He's a tough guy to block no matter where he is. He's very, very effective, very good, moves well. It just gives us a nice piece of versatility to be able to play him basically wherever we need him.
Well, obviously, with Justin Tuck out of the mix, Cullen Jenkins played a little at left defensive end. And, Roman, he's a guy that can also bring not only stoutness inside, but talk about his versatility.
Well, he's very versatile, and he's just really been a disruptor. What he did at the Philadelphia Eagles, he always penetrates. And having that ability to play from the inside and the outside, gives the Giants a lot of good options, when it starts coming down, to the roster moves. Pretty soon.
Yeah, and if obviously with Jason Pierre-Paul having the offseason back surgery and Justin Tuck nicked up with the back, Jenkins gives them versatility, plus, they get a look at other guys on the inside.
Yeah, one thing about Cullen Jenkins, he's a football player. He knows the defensive line position, and that's really what was lacking last year, 129 yards given up on the ground. Cullen Jenkins has to be a big part of that going forward.
All right, we know in the running back position that David Wilson and Andre Brown are going to carry the load. But you need more than two running backs in the National Football League, and the Giants have proven over time that they like to use three and sometimes even four. So running backs coach Gerald Ingram talked about the battle for the third-string running back position.
There's some good, solid-looking young men that we're pretty excited about in that position. We've played, multiple backs here in the past. We've had success with it. We try to keep balance. One year we had Earth, Wind, and Fire. The third guy always struggles. Depending on how the game goes, yeah, you may be able to get to use the third guy as that speed transition guy in the fourth quarter or special play situations. But that third guy is pretty excited about having an opportunity right now.
We saw how effective the Giants were when they had Ahmad Bradshaw, Brandon Jacobs, and Derek Ward. Right. Let's talk about the three guys that are battling for this spot. And we'll start with Ryan Terrain, who was a fifth-round draft pick in 2008 of the Denver Broncos, played 2 years with the Giants. What are some of the things that he brings to the table that could make him valuable to this team?
Well, one thing about Ryan Saran is he's a veteran. I mean, you go back to the 2010 season, he rushed for over 700 yards. So he's capable of getting it done. He's been a starter in the National Football League. So he's a guy that just knows how to play football and knows what's expected at that running back position.
All right, Darrell Scott was drafted by the Giants 2 years ago in the seventh round. Last year, he only played in two games and suffered a knee injury. But we saw at different points, especially in the preseason last year, some bursts out of Darrell Scott.
Yeah, well, you go back to a Bears preseason game a few years back where you had a 97 yards run, but the team and fans haven't really seen that since then. So this is a year where Darrell Scott really has to start to separate himself if he can, in fact, become that third back.
And the Giants have had success in the late rounds when it comes to running backs. And this year in the seventh round, they drafted Michael Cox out of UMass. And you know what? So far, he's looked pretty good, not only special teams, but running the football. What have you seen from Michael Cox that you like or dislike?
Well, Michael Cox, being a young guy, you know, being hungry, you know, he's young in the system. He just has to learn the system, learn what to do. Obviously, the Giants have had some success with UMass players as of recent with Victor Cruz. But just at that running back position, what's going to separate Michael Cox is if he can learn what to do early on. And we can't discount the fact that at the end of the training camp, there might be a veteran out there who gets cut from another team who becomes a third down back as well.
All right, another Giant news to start the day. Deion Grant, who spent 2 years with the Giants and was an integral part of their win in the Super Bowl for the Big Blue in Super Bowl 46, announced his retirement as a Giant. Head coach Tom Coughlin talked about it.
Did a great job when he was here. Mr. Versatility, you know, played linebacker, played back in the secondary. We had a package basically designed to get him and others on the field at the same time, and he responded very, very well. Very, very, very smart player, a guy who could direct traffic back there. The guys really respected him. He had the ability to recognize when things weren't championship quality, and he would call people's attention to that, and guys respected him for that.
Deion Grant brought an element of toughness for the Giants and really helped the Giants secondary en route to beating the New England Patriots in the 2011 season to capture Super Bowl 46. When we come back, you don't want to miss it because we're going to show you specific drills from practice from an offensive lineman's perspective. Roman's going to break it all down for you. We're just getting started here on MSG Plus, a live look at MetLife Stadium as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess after this.
It's time for today's Giants training camp play of the day. In red zone drills, Ryan Nassib back to throw. Brandon Collins, a leaping catch in the back of the end zone, gets the elbow in bounds for the touchdown. That's today's Giants training camp play of the day.
And we welcome you back to Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. All right, Roman. Offensive line drills. It's an area that Giant fans have been focusing on. So what we're going to do right now is roll some of the drills that the Giants offensive line goes through. Take us through exactly what they're working on.
Well, we know, Bob, football has evolved. But some of the drills that offensive linemen do have really been the same, even when I was a rookie going back to high school, college. The first drill we're going to look at is just running through the bags. You know, in the old days, we'd run through tires. This is what they do when they're just trying to clear their feet. You see Schnee up front. Usually have the veteran in the front. It's not a foot race.
That doesn't look that hard.
No, it's not a foot race, but it's just clearing your feet through traffic. Obviously, Bob, you know you're playing in the trenches, and you want to just get this warm-up. This is the first thing most linemen do to start the practice in the individual period.
All right, what's this drill?
This is your getting your hips, knees, and ankles bent. This is the old shoot drill. We used to have wooden boards back in the old days, but you see that little duck walk as Snee comes through, and then you roll your hips out so you can push a guy off the line and then finish him at the end.
So you used to have to go through a wood board, too, to finish it?
Well, you have
it?
Wood board, and you have a thing over top of you that you didn't really want to hit your head because it wouldn't feel so good. So going to this next drill, this is your one-on-one, usually centers, guards, working against a defensive lineman, pass pro, that one-on-one matchup. In a real game situation, you're usually going to have somebody next to you, but this is good, especially for the center, snapping the ball, getting your hands inside, and then trying to work your hips to stretch the player. Second phase of that is your scoop drill. Two linemen on a bag, working the double team, going on to the linebacker. One good thing about that, Bob, is the timing of this drill. As Snee comes off the linebacker, that's when a running back should be going through the hole. So this is good for timing, and this is good for working against another player. You're always going to see maybe linemen going against each other holding bags in this type of a drill.
All right, now a little pass protection. The defense trying to give them a different look here, right?
Yeah, again, now this is just your twist, trying to make sure that the offensive linemen are on the same page, making sure that they're not, you know, on different levels when they're switching it off.
All right, so those are some of the things that get worked on during the course of training camp. Now, each and every show, we like to ask you, the Giants fans, to send us a question via Twitter. So we're all set for today's question. And it comes from at AJMarshall3. Are any of the young backup offensive linemen impressing you so far in camp?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Brandon Mosley. I mean, he's a fourth-round pick last year. I mean, he's a guy that's penciled in the start going into Pittsburgh Saturday night. So as a rookie, you know, getting that much quality reps, obviously, you know, you're saying you're nervous, you got the anxiety going there, but he's prepared, you know, he knows what to do, and this is a good of an experience as you can get for a rookie, getting that much quality time against a good Steelers defensive line.
Yeah, and this is a guy that was drafted last year but did not participate, and, you know, this is a guy now because James Brewer got the head injury from practice. I mean, suddenly he's going to be protected for Eli Manning if Eli starts the game.
Well, I know Brandon Mosley has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, so he wants to do well. And as long as you know what to do, and as an offensive lineman, as long as there's no offsides or any penalty to start off, you just want to get to that third or fourth play, just win that first third down, and then it just becomes football.
Do you remember your first preseason start?
At Jacksonville, on going against Tony Brackens, and I was very nervous.
All right. Well, you got the job done. You made the team. You had a nice career in the National Football League. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, our exclusive one-on-one interview with New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on MSG+. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. And we're joined by Giants quarterback Eli Manning. And Eli, 10 years in the game. Does it feel like it's gone fast for you?
It really has. It's going by quickly. You know, I still feel like I'm still a young guy and in here trying to learn, trying to get better every day, and still love what I'm doing and coming to work every day and getting to, you know, be with my teammates and coaches and play football. So, enjoying what I'm doing and having fun and excited about this upcoming year.
Do you allow yourself to get excited about the possibilities of this offense with Akeem and Ramsey's coming along and obviously Victor Cruz, Lewis Murphy's a fast guy, Brandon Myers who you added. This could be an explosive offense.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to get excited and expect to go out there and do things well. Guys get open and so that's why you want to make the most of it. It's not going to, you know, come easy. It's a matter of, you know, for me getting the ball to these guys and letting them be athletes and make big plays and our offensive line protecting. So it's all got to come together. And but excited about, you know, the talent that we have and the people, and excited about the way they work and the way they're competitive and how passionate they are about the game of football.
How do you go about integrating a new guy like Brandon Myers into the offense? Because so much of what you do offensively is pretty complex with the decisions that have to be made on the fly.
Yeah, you know, with Brandon, just, you know, have a lot of conversations, either on the field, you know, after each play, trying to talk about little things, you know, after practice, getting in the meeting room together and just talking about decision makings, how you can run certain routes to make sure we are on the same page. And he's done a great job, and Coach Pope does a great job with those receivers, or the tight ends, getting them ready in the run game and the passing game. And so even during practice, when, you know, the second and third team are up, you know, we can stand together and hey, you know, we got a certain play, and we're talking about what's going to happen, how you need to run the routes. So just spend a lot of time together trying to make sure he's on the same page.
All right, since you've been here, there's always been a veteran presence at running back, whether it was Tiki, then Ahmad, and Brandon Jacobs. Now you have a bunch of young guys. Talk about what you have to do with them as far as getting them up to speed on pass protection.
Yeah, you know, just with any young running back, they got a lot going on. They got to know their run game adjustments, and they got to know pass protections and who to block. They got to know the routes based on every pass play as well, and what they have to do to, you know, open up the receivers or get themselves open. So there's a lot going on. You know, I think obviously Andre has a great understanding of this offense. He's been around a few years, and so he's kind of been the leader of that group, and he's done a great job with all that. David Wilson, a lot of talent, a lot of explosiveness, and he's really gotten better at everything, understanding this offense.
You always look to improve your game. Every year there are things that you work on. What are some of the areas that you personally and as an offense you'd like to see this team do better this year?
You know, I think we need to get better at, you know, hitting those big plays. And so, you know, for me, that could be, you know, a big play could be I can throw it, you know, a 6-7 yard pass, and it can go for 25, 30 yards. Those are big plays. And that's, you know, me hitting guys accurately, hitting a slant, hitting them right on the numbers and having them run. And, you know, also throwing the ball down the field, you know, stretching the field. We got to be able to hit those big plays, something we were, you know, down on last year. And so, you know, we got to find a way. If we're going to, you know, stretch the field and throw the ball down the field, we got to find ways of completing them.
The Super Bowls obviously are great. I mean, that's fantastic. But do you want to see this team be more consistent as far as every year being in the mix?
Yeah, I mean, I think every year, you know, you'd like to make the playoffs. I think, you know, for the last couple of years, we have been right in the mix, right there at the end of the season. We've had opportunities to make the playoffs, and we just haven't, you know, haven't won the key games in those seasons. So, you know, I think every year we are in the mix. We got to make sure we're winning those tight games, winning those, you know, those games towards the end of the season that are going to get us into the playoffs. So, you know, it's a long year, a long season, and there may be ups and downs, but we got to make sure, you know, that, you know, we're right there at the end of the year, have a chance to make the playoffs and doing everything we have to do to make sure we're getting in there.
All right. Got to ask you the question now. You and Peyton have been spokesmen for DirecTV for quite a while. Your dad also. Football on your phone.
It's football.
It's football on your phone. You can watch it in bed.
When you first saw the script, did you say, "Are you kidding me"?
Yeah, I was a little hesitant about it, and kind of had you know, had to call Peyton a little bit and ask if he had read the script, and you know, we had some discussion about it and kind of, all right, how's this going to play out? So obviously, you know, a little hesitant, but kind of having talked to the people at DirecTV and kind of, you know, talked to Peyton, and we had great success a few years ago with Football Cops. That was a little kind of out of the ordinary for us, and we said, you know what, it might be fun. We'll give it a shot, and hopefully it worked out. And so we had fun doing it, just kind of take a few hours and kind of forget, you know, what you're doing or what the normal day's life is in a football player, and try it out, and we had a lot of fun.
You got football on your phone, right?
I got football on my phone, always.
Good stuff. Hey, good luck with the rest of the camp and good luck this season.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
That's Giants quarterback Eli Manning. When we come back, it's time for Fact or Fiction. Paul DeTino will join us on the set with Roman Oben as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on MSG+.
I mean,
it's football on your phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you think Alexander Graham Bell would say if he saw you watching football on your phone?
Who cares? Dude's dead.
Well, a live look at MetLife Stadium here on MSG Plus as we roll on here with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Final segment of the program. And it is with great pleasure that we welcome in our correspondent, the one, the only, Paul DeTino. Paul, your observations from Giants camp over the last couple days.
Well, you know, Bob, I'm looking at the player deployment these last few days, and one thing that I'm seeing that's very interesting is that Michael Cox, the guy you mentioned earlier, Roman, has been on kickoff returns, taking some big-time reps and doing real well at it. And I think with his size and speed, he's the kind of guy who may be able to get Wilson off kickoff returns. It might be Cox's way to get on this team.
All right, and the starters will go about a quarter on Saturday night when the Giants take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, we have a little game show like format. I don't have my Gene Rayburn microphone, but it's a game called Fact or Fiction. And the first question that we pose, Aaron Curry will be the Giants' sixth linebacker this year. Paul?
I'm going to go yes, because I was talking to him the other day, and he said to me, you know what? When I got here to the Giants, I wanted to break into the archive, and I want to look at film of Mr. Taylor and Mr. Banks. That's how serious he has taken this deal, realizing it might be his last chance to be an NFL player. He's going against Kyle Bosworth for that sixth linebacker spot. Even though Bosworth is a better special teams guy, Roman, I think if they need that extra linebacker to help stop the run, Curry's the guy.
Well, I'm going to say fact, Paul, because of the overall uncertainty of the linebacker position going into training camp. You're already listed behind Keith Rivers, who, if you look at both of their numbers over their career, they're pretty much equal, except Keith Rivers obviously is a ninth pick overall, so he's going to get the benefit of the doubt. If Keith Rivers doesn't stay healthy, Aaron Curry might end up starting. So most certainly he'll be the sixth linebacker. He might end up starting some games this year.
All right, Paul, fact or fiction? J'Ron Hosley will be the nickel corner for the Giants this year.
I say that's fiction because Aaron Ross is back and looking good. And, you know, we know his history with injuries when he was first with the Giants, but he played the entire season with the Jaguars last year and did a decent job. He was able to stay healthy. I'm going to say that Aaron Ross stays healthy. He knows the system. He's well-liked. And you know what, Bob? He's hungry to prove that the Giants did not make a mistake when they drafted him as a first-rounder many years ago.
Well, Paul, I'm going to say fact. I mean, last year, Jaron Holsey, he took some bumps and bruises, but he was a rookie, had a high level of confidence. Every time you interviewed him, he always had good things to say, win or loss, was always very positive in his interviews. He's got that DB, that panache, that edge that cornerbacks have to play with. I think that's going to help him have the advantage over Aaron Ross this year. And again, he's healthy. That's a big question mark whether or not Aaron Ross is going to be healthy.
All right, should I even it up a little bit? You want to go first this time?
Sure.
All right, fact or fiction? The Giants will carry 6 defensive ends this year.
Well, I'm going to say fiction. What I'm looking at is, are they going to carry 5 defensive ends? Who's going to be the 5th guy? Defensive linemen, they usually keep about 8, maybe a 9th defensive lineman. So if you carry 6 defensive ends, that means you're going to only have 3 defensive tackles. So I'm going to say they will only keep 5 defensive ends.
Guys, I'm going to cheat. Bob, you got to let me cheat here because I'm going to go with the Giants keeping 6 guys who can play defensive end, but only 5 guys on the roster who are truly defensive end. You know why? Because Cullen Jenkins, the defensive tackle they signed from the Eagles, has been playing a lot of defensive end over the last 3 days at practice, and I think he may wind up being in that rotation just a little bit to give the Giants a little more beef up front. You know, Justin Tuck had a little bit of that tight back today and was unavailable. It was Jenkins, Roman, who was taking all those snaps with the first team.
Let's also look at the numbers game, Paul, as we always talk about this every day. If you keep 8 or 9 defensive linemen, does that take away from the linebackers, the DBs, or they keep 8 or 7 here, 6 people at that position, special teams? The Giants have to see who on that 5th guy, DeMontre Moore, can play special teams. For example, kickoff return. So special teams becomes a big factor, that 5th guy.
Don't forget, they're keeping 3 quarterbacks in all likelihood as well, and that's a roster spot that's got to come from somewhere.
What about some of these young guys at the defensive end position, Paul, and some of the other guys that might be able to step up? Remember, Jomo really showed last year in the preseason. Adrian Tracy getting after the quarterback. What about some of these other guys? Trotow?
Well, you know, Jomo's been very quiet this summer, Bob, unfortunately for him, and he's going to have to really pick it up in the preseason games to reinsert himself into that competition. Right now, DeMontre Moore and Adrian Tracy are clearly ahead of him as the 4th and 5th defensive ends. Tracy put on some weight, some bulk, some strength, and he's looking really good, Roman.
Yeah, I like the way Adrian Tracy's been practicing. He beat Will Beatty on the inside a couple of times today. I mean, did really well. He's really taken this seriously this year. You know, OC left. He said, can I be the guy who makes up the 9 sacks that you lose last year from having OC Miura not here?
Sure.
And just quickly, Paul, when you look at these wide receivers, too, I mean, there's a lot of competition on the back end with this group.
Yeah, there's no question. Guys like Jarrell Jernigan and Ramsey Barden would love to have a spot on this roster, but it's probably going to come down to which one of those guys can help out on specials.
And obviously with quarterback Eli Manning delivering the football, Roman,
fact.
He's the leader
here. Fact, he will deliver the ball. He will be the leader.
All right, we are just about out of time for today's show. It's going to be a lot of fun throughout the course of training camp. And, of course, the Giants will play their first preseason game in Pittsburgh against the Steelers on Saturday night. And one other thing to note, as Tom Coughlin mentioned and both Paul and Roman mentioned earlier, the starters are going to go about a quarter on Saturday night. So Coach Coughlin and the staff are going to get an opportunity to see how these players react under pressure. It's fine out on the practice field. It's fine in the meeting room. It's fine when they go against each other in practice. But now they go against different colors, different teams, different schemes. That's how you evaluate. For Paul Dottino, Roman Oben, I'm Bob Papa. Make sure you join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on MSG Plus for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess.